This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is hitting back after what he calls the gloomiest Democratic convention in history. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
In his acceptance speech, Joe Biden said the president has cloaked the nation in darkness.
Too much anger, too much fear, too much division.
The president responded.
Where Joe Biden sees American darkness, I see American greatness.
They do agree on one thing. America's future is at stake November 3rd.
This will determine what America's going to look like for a long, long time.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court said Friday it would not step in right away to delay New York prosecutors' efforts to get President Trump's tax records. That potentially leaves the Supreme Court as his most promising option to block prosecutors' subpoena. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Mr. Trump's request to immediately put Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr.'s subpoena on hold while Trump appeals to try to get it invalidated. The appeals court said it would hold a hearing on the request for delay, but not until September 1st. After winning a lower court ruling, Vance's office had agreed not to enforce the subpoena until August 28th. The office and Mr. Trump's lawyers have not immediately commented on what the appeals court ruling might mean for that time frame. The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. The United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind. The number of global infections quickly approaches 23 million, with the United States, Brazil, and India together having the bulk of the world's infections. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years, faster than it took for the Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters from the WHO's headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic. A new analysis of CDC data suggests as many as 215,000 more people than might have been expected died in the U.S. during the first 7 months of 2020, half of them people of color. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, and Asian Americans make up just under 40% of the U.S. population, but they accounted for more than half of all the deaths above normal through July. That according to an analysis by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project. Earlier data revealed the especially heavy toll on Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans, but the latest numbers also reveal a disproportionate burden on Asian Americans. Deaths in each group are up at least 30% this year compared with the last 5 years. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was led out of a hospital to be airlifted to Germany to receive medical care that the opposition politician's allies accused the Russian authorities of trying to stop his evacuation. Navalny was delivered to Omsk Airport in an ambulance. The 44-year-old Navalny, a longtime opponent of President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a plane Thursday after drinking tea that his allies believe was laced with poison. German doctors flew in to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said they feared authorities might try to cover up clues as to how he fell ill and that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. Tropical storm Laura has formed in the eastern Caribbean, and forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the U.S. Gulf Coast, and that it's not enough. A second system also may hit the U.S. western Gulf Coast after running across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center on Friday forecasts both to make it into the Gulf of Mexico next week and would be an almost simultaneous threat to the entire region, but there's lots of uncertainty. The mayor of the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, Jenny Durkin, says she will veto city council-approved proposals that included reducing the police department by as many as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. The measures are supported by demonstrators who have marched in the city following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, but they were strongly opposed by the mayor and police chief Carmen Best. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.